By the down jump into the system where Minden Station's complicated geometry sparkled with the frost of multiple vents, Petrus and Oblo had both reviewed the data cube. Now, 3 days out from the station, they met with Kutsudis in the gym.
What's going on out there now, Stepan?
It's pretty tense. Rascal was 5 minutes late coming out of jump. Well within limits, especially since those two Boros ships were 3 minutes late making insertion, and Rascal was supposed to keep stationed behind him. He chewed out Captain Suiza like she'd done something awful.
How'd she take it?
What could she do? Said yes, sir, no, sir, sorry, sir, in the right places. Didn't make excuses. Then 6 hours later, he calls her up and makes nice. Would she like to go on the courtesy call he's making to station commander, and so on? She's polite. Gives him her ETA. Of course, Rascal's behind everyone. A good 14 hours at least before she'd get to station. And he says never mind. She can be the deep picket like before. It is not like him, sir. I've never seen him like this. He's always been tough and a bit finicky, yes, but to ream someone out unfairly and then wait 6 hours to say anything and then make a dumb mistake like not knowing she'd be that far behind.
What if it wasn't a mistake? What if he never meant to have her along and it was just kind of a lame apology?
It's not like him. Look, you know how I felt when he sent me to Commander Serrano. I've been Levati's pet scan tech since I finished basic and ended up on his ship. I didn't want to leave him, but I came to recognize Commander Serrano as darn near his equal as a ship commander.
Kutsudis glanced around.
All right. A better ship commander, but not by much. I know Levati, the old Levati, the way you people can't. And this is different.
So what do you expect us to do, Stepan?
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm making it up and that there's nothing wrong with him and that he can't possibly be up to anything.
Stepan, we don't doubt your loyalty, any of your loyalties. But you have to face the facts you're trying to avoid. If he's changed, if there's something wrong, we can't ignore it. You can't ignore it.
I know that. I just hate it. Especially since you didn't know him before.
I knew him last cruise. He was good enough then. Naturally, I think Harris is better, but you're right. Not by much. I think he's been a good officer. Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes. I had to come to you. I trust you, but I can't. I needed to know you didn't just hate him because he was here instead of her.
Of course not. I mean, I may be Harris Serrano's friend, but I'm still a professional. A good officer is a good officer.
All right, then. What did you think of the communications log?
Damaging.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I haven't talked to any of the officers, but Sim, one of the comtechs, is worried about it too.
It could still be innocent. I mean, suppose he did have, a premonition or something, and decided to send special presents to everyone he knew, and one of them was undeliverable. Maybe the shop figured his wife would pass on the note in the box.
Without instructions? Just a list of numbers and letters?
Well, she did send it on. Maybe things like that had happened before.
Not on the last cruise. I asked Sim.
How's Captain Burleson taking all this?
He's tense, too. He's an old Levati hand, same as I am. And so is our second and third.
I wish we had McKay aboard. He knew us. We knew him. We're in a ticklish spot here. The way we're talking, we could be charged with conspiracy.
We're not the ones making trouble.
Yes, we are. By regulation, anyway. In a time of war or mutiny, conversation's critical of a commander like this. And the last thing this fleet needs is another mutiny aboard a ship.
The last thing fleet needs is another ship going over to the mutiny.
Or somewhere else.
What do you mean?
You know, I never talked to anyone about why Levati wanted me gone. I know he told Commander Serrano I'd gotten into some kind of trouble.
So?
So, I wouldn't have thought of it except for this. I never meant to mention any of it.
Stepan, if you don't spit it out, I'm gonna squeeze you dry.
It was right after I came up with that scan extension that lets me get the lead on downjump scan. Suddenly, Levati had us heading towards the shaft. Just like we were going to use that grab anomaly jump point to skew around it. But then we went into the shaft instead. Turned out we were going in to rescue Commander Serrano and Sweet Delight.
What?
Yeah. That time you had the prince with you, remember?
Petrus glanced at Oblo.
I remember.
Well, so after we kicked those Benignity ships, and believe me, we were sweating that, attacking them in their own territory, I got to thinking about how Levati had known where to look. I had a buddy in comm then, and we kicked it around a bit, just trying to figure out how he knew, or if it was just luck. Then I said something to Levati himself one day, and he rounded on me, told me to be quiet if I valued my freedom, that he'd had secret orders that no one was supposed to know. Maybe I better spend some time away from the ship while he tried to cover up my lapse. I don't know what he told you.
He heard we'd had bad data from Rotterdam.
Nope. We never went anywhere near Rotterdam.
So what you're saying is...
I figured it was secret orders back then. I had nothing else. But now...
Benignity.
I hope not. What a stinking mess that would be.
Is. Look at it, sir.
I am. Stepan, when you caught up with us at Navarin, did you have orders for that too?
Of course. The prince aboard, or at least one of the clones.
Well, that's a relief.
Not much, though. Petrus ran through the names he knew. Arkady Janice and Mahari, both in weapons, Oblo and Isigai Guar in navigation, Kutsudis in scan, his buddy Sim in communications, himself in engineering. Far from enough. Others who had been in Harris's crew might trust them. Second-hand trust.
But how many? If Levati were turning traitor, what would he do?
Esteban, we're going to do nothing now but watch. We still have nothing provable. When he's off the ship on this courtesy visit, be sure we know.
Right, sir.
Petrus wished again he had someone to hand off this mess to. When Kutsudis left, Petrus turned to Mahari.
You tell Arkady and start thinking who you trust and who trusts you. Oblo, you'll talk to Izzy, same thing. I'll tackle Paddock. We ought to be able to swap watches around to cover once we know who's with us.
That would buy him time to think.
I wonder what she'd say.
They all knew which she that was.
So do I.
On the bridge, Oblo flipped on his comm unit.
He's gone. I'm sitting first nav. Keller's on the bridge. Burleson went with him.
Right. Who's on the honor guard?
None of us.
None of the old Harris crew. Only one who had been hers at all.
All right, keep us up.
After briefing the rest of the engineering crew on the situation, Petrus beeped Mahari. Neither she nor Janice was on right now, which made it easier, he hoped. They met in the engineering break room. Petrus flicked on the workstation and started his report. Mahari dealt with the scan, though she suspected Oblo could have intercepted it on the bridge.
Anything new?
Oblo and Sim got data suck out of the station communications nexus. There's a message for Levati. They can't read it. It's encrypted.
Originating?
Can't tell for sure. This station automatically strips originating headers.
Arash Levati met the fleet representative, another admiral minor recently promoted, and the station's civilian station master. The rituals of greeting, of exchanging courtesies, of being served light refreshment, grated on him as never before. The formal handing over of responsibility for the convoy, the necessary several hours of chatting about the news, the likelihood of militia action out here, the recent movement of civilian trade, down 47% with resulting shortages in infant supplies of all things, nearly drove him crazy. At last, he was out of their offices, strolling about a station that was, after all, much less crowded than most. Commander Burleson had gone back to the ship, quite properly. Levati considered asking his escort to let him go on alone, but that was irregular, and he could not afford irregularity. The shopping arcade was almost empty. Levati wandered into Mir's fine china and poked aimlessly among the aisles. Behind a counter, a listless clerk watched him as if she knew he had no intention of buying. From there, he went into Charlotte's Confectionaries and bought a kilo box of mixed truffles as a dinner courtesy gift. He needed only a quick glance to realize that every shop had its comm number painted on the shop front. So he ambled along, in and out of almost every shop, until he spotted the number he wanted. Macasio's, an art gallery.
Perfect.
By this time, his escort was, he suspected, both footsore and bored. He turned to them.
I'm gonna see if they have any old prints. My wife's crazy about Sid Gravert, and sometimes these frontier galleries have old stuff that didn't sell in system. I'll probably be an hour poking around in there. Why don't you get yourself something to drink? And there's a nice seating area.
He nodded across the walkway where a cluster of benches and tables gave a good view of the gallery entrance.
If you're sure, Admiral, we don't mind coming with you.
I think I can yell that far if I need to. And I have my emergency buzzer.
Right, sir. Thanks.
Arash waited until they were safely in place before moving into the gallery and giving his name to the man behind the counter. This time, the message waiting for him was long and detailed, and he felt a great, cold cavern open in his mind and heart. He could not possibly not.
Jules, you bastard.
Jules had anticipated even his most urgent concerns, his remaining loyalties. He had removed, as well as words could, the last sticking point. Levati's concern for his people. He rummaged through the print bins with the owner's help and emerged 45 minutes later with a wrapped package and a receipt for 2 Sid Gravert drawings and a Muley Tyson gouache, unframed. Through dinner with Admiral Minor Casilla, he sustained a lively conversation about trends in modern art. Casilla, as he'd suspected, was an aesthetic nincompoop. Levati returned to vigilance in the calm of a decision firmly made. One of the escort detail leaned close to Arkady Janisse, by then on the bridge.
Admiral's feeling better.
That's good.
Not so twitchy.
Less lip. I'm on duty.
The sergeant shrugged and went off. A few minutes later, the admiral appeared on the bridge. He looked much as usual, though, as the sergeant had said, less tense.
Could be the result of a good wine at dinner, or not.
Petrus ran a hand through his hair.
What it comes down to, we can't really do anything without maybe causing more trouble.
More trouble than him taking us over the border?
Can we trust any of the bridge officers?
They're not part of it. Whatever it is, it's not them. But they trust Levati. If he tells them some fairy tale, they'll believe it.
Mahari looked ready to pull out a knife and stab someone. She probably was.
So we have to be ready to what?
We have to get word to Harris. She'll be able to figure something out.
We're here and she's there, wherever she is. We have to solve this here.
Petrus felt that his head was stuffed full of complications, nested into each other, each insoluble without dealing with 100 others.
We can't solve this here, or not entirely. Steban, Oblo, can you get word out to Harris?
Without the Admiral knowing? Not directly, no. Anything we spike to the Ansible, the station will know about. All we can contact without causing possible comment is one of the other convoy ships.
There's Sweezer.
They all thought this over.
If she believes us, she might do it. Relay a message to Harris.
They'll know she contacted the Ansible.
Maybe, but she's farther out. She's on outside picket duty.
It's worth a try. Do it.
Oblo nodded and sauntered off, casual as always.
How will she know where we've gone? Sure as eggs is eggs, he's going to jump us out of here.
With Oblo and Izzy on nav, we could pass all the nav data to Sweezer, and Sweezer can follow our course. Steban will have to fox the scan data somehow.
Petrus looked at Kutsudis.
I can mask it out, don't worry.
A futile statement. Petrus felt he was drowning in worry.
He can't stay on scan all the time. Levati will get suspicious.
Well, 2 of the junior scan techs are ours, and he trained them. He's cross-linked the type beam to the scan desk, and he has 2 of the communications techs in on it.
That's too many. Levati's not stupid, and a secret quits being a secret after a while.
Cover story?
Mahari was good at cover stories. Petrus was too worried to think of anything but decking Levati. She had the half-sleepy look that meant she was concentrating.
Yeah, let me think. Look, what if there was a test of new stealth and scan gear? Captains aren't told because... I'll think of a reason.
They want it to be a fair test of the equipment, not of a captain's tactical skills. They know good captains could fox the test without meaning to. It's to be reported to Sector HQ upon return only. They put it on small ships first, the stealth stuff, and the big ship's supposed to see if it can see it, and the small ship's supposed to shadow the big one. A few of the technical crew know. I could know, being in engineering, scan, comm. Yeah, that makes sense, sort of.